This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. India's increasing coronavirus caseload has made the Asian giant the world's second worst hit country, behind the United States. The rise comes as India's efforts to head off economic disaster gain urgency. The Delhi Metro rapid transit system resumed operations Monday after 5 months, with riders required to wear masks and follow other social distancing. Authorities say they have little choice but to reopen the economy despite the rising cases. India's economy has shrunk faster than any other major nation's. The health ministry says 4.2 million people have been infected with the virus after adding more than 90,000 new cases Monday. Globally, more than 883,000 deaths have been recorded from COVID-19, and a new milestone of 27 million infections was surpassed Monday. Australia announced Monday it had struck supply and production agreements with pharmaceutical companies with $1.7 billion Australian dollars over two potential COVID-19 vaccines. Under the agreement, Britain's University of Oxford, in collaboration with AstraZeneca and Australia's University of Queensland, working with CSL, will provide more than 84.8 million vaccine doses for Australia's population of 26 million people, almost entirely manufactured in the Australian city of Melbourne. Malaysia's health authorities reported 62 new coronavirus cases Monday, the sharpest spike since early June, just as the government began barring long-term immigration pass holders from countries with high infection numbers. Countries on the ban list from Monday, Southeast Asia's third largest economy imposed a ban on pass holders from 23 countries. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia's King Salman told U.S. President Donald Trump in a phone call Sunday that the kingdom was eager to achieve a fair and permanent solution to the Palestinian issue, which he said was the main starting point of the kingdom's proposed Arab Peace Initiative. The Arab Peace Initiative was drawn up by Saudi Arabia in 2002, in which Arab nations offered Israel normalized ties in return for a statehood deal with the Palestinians and full Israeli withdrawal from territory captured in 1967. Russia's foreign minister landed in Damascus Monday on his first visit to war-torn Syria since 2012, the Syrian foreign ministry said. He's joining a Russian delegation led by the deputy prime minister, which arrived in the Syrian capital the previous night, according to the state news agency. Leading German politicians are calling on the country's chancellor, Angela Merkel, to abandon the multi-billion-dollar natural gas pipeline known as Nord Stream 2, linking Russia with Germany because of the poisoning of Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny. They say Germany can't be indifferent to the attempted assassination, and stopping Nord Stream 2 would send a clear message to the Kremlin that enough is enough. Chancellor Merkel says she does not rule out the possibility of sanctioning the pipeline. European Union leader Ursula von der Leyen warned Monday Britain is legally obliged to respect the Brexit withdrawal agreement, which must form the basis of bilateral relations going forward. The president of the European Commission said, quote, "I trust the British government to implement the withdrawal agreement, an obligation under international law and prerequisite for any future partnership," end quote. Von der Leyen issued her warning after the Financial Times reported Prime Minister Boris Johnson is planning legislation to override parts of the withdrawal treaty that Britain and the EU agreed last year. Johnson insists a no-deal exit would be a, quote, "good outcome for the UK," end quote. With talks deadlocked, Johnson says an agreement will only be possible if EU negotiators were prepared to, quote, "rethink their current positions," end quote. EU and UK negotiators are meeting in London Tuesday for the eighth round of talks since Britain left the now 27-nation bloc January 31st. The two sides are seeking a new deal on trade, security, and other issues. A powerful typhoon damaged buildings, flooded roads, and knocked out power to thousands of homes in South Korea after battering northern Japan islands. Korean forecasters warned of heavy rain and winds as the typhoon made landfall, but it's expected to later weaken to a tropical storm. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.